It was one of the first industries that, in fact, was prepared to employ an industrial chaplain. This was, I think, largely through David Russell's connection with the Islander community. He was very much involved in funding and so on. And they appointed an industrial chaplain called Ian Fraser, who worked in the mill alongside the workers and was certainly very popular among the workforce, even among people in the workforce who had no relationship to the church at all. My father had no relationship to the church and he never went near it, but he'd a very high regard for Ian Fraser, who worked for several years as an industrial chaplain in the mill. I think it was always said that he ultimately got the push from being in the mill because he was raising too many awkward questions about the way in which the mill was being run and the conditions under which workers were living.